Call to order the November 9th, 2021 business meeting of Simpsonville City Council. We have the roll call.
Councilmember Gooch. Councilmember Kelly.
Here.
Councilmember Houlihan.
Here.
Councilmember Rochette.
Here.
Councilmember Cummings.
Here.
Councilmember Hutchings.
Here.
Mayor Schumaker.
Here. Please rise and join me in the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So each member of council has received a copy of the minutes of the October 12th, 2021 meeting. Are there any corrections? Hearing none, they will stand approved as written. At this time, I have a proclamation to read. Whereas for more than 40 years, hospice has helped provide comfort and dignity to millions of people, allowing them to spend their final months at home, surrounded by their loved ones. And whereas the hospice model involves an interdisciplinary, team-oriented approach to treatment, including expert medical care, quality symptom control, and comprehensive pain management as a foundation of care. And whereas, beyond providing physical treatment, hospice attends to the patient's emotional, spiritual, and family needs, and provides family services like respite care and bereavement counseling. And whereas palliative care delivers expertise to improve quality of life and relief from pain, can be provided at any time during an illness, and hospices are some of the best providers of community-based palliative care. And whereas in an increasingly fragmented and broken healthcare system, hospice is one of the few sectors that demonstrates how healthcare can and should work at its best for its patients. And whereas 1.55 million Americans living with life-limiting illness and their families receive care from the nation's hospice programs and communities throughout the United States in 2020, and whereas hospice and palliative care organizations are advocates and educators about advanced care planning that help individuals make decisions about the care they want, and whereas the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services have pledged to put patients first in all of its programs, including hospice, ensuring a coordinated and patient-led approach to care, protecting patient choice and access to individualized services based on a patient's unique care needs and wishes. Now, therefore, be it resolved that I, Mayor Schumaker, by the virtue of authority vested in me by the City of Simpsonville, do hereby proclaim November 2021 as National Hospice and Palliative Care Month, and encourage citizens to increase their understanding and awareness of care at the end of life, discuss their end-of-life wishes with their families, and observe this month with appropriate activities and programs. In witness whereof, I have hereunto set my hand this ninth day of November 2021 and caused this seal to be affixed. I also have another proclamation. I'm not going to read it. It is a traditional proclamation that we do every year at this time in support of Small Business and Small Business Saturday, which the reason I bring this up is to remind everybody that is November 27th of 2021. We have no sign-ups for citizen comments, so we'll move on to the business for this evening. The first item is 7A, the first reading of AXZ 2021-08, proposed annexation rezoning of property at 810 and 812 Southeast Main Street. Planner John Derby, will you summarize, please?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Good evening, Council. In front of you, green highlighted area is the location for this request. This 810 and 812 Southeast Main Street. To the left is Hope Church, across streets Grandview, Heritage Village community, currently zoned B1 in the county. The applicant is requesting business industrial. Nothing has changed from the community hall meeting on October 26th.
Motion is in order. Councilmember Houlihan.
Mr. Mayor, I'm going to move that council approve on first reading AXZ-2021-08, the proposed annexation and rezoning of the property at 810 and 812 Southeast Main Street.
Second. I have a motion from Councilmember Houlihan with a second from Councilmember Hutchings. Discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, say nay. Motion carries unanimously. Item 7B, SP 2021-12, Fairview Park Innovative Development, major change. Mr. Derby?
Yes, sir. On your screen in green is the two sites for major change. That is Harrison Bridge Road below you with cottages of Harrison Bridge below that. The longer green one is the assisted living that's been operational since 2014. The one to the right is the assisted living, which is under construction currently. Give a little backstory of this location. This site on the left, the assisted living, was originally proposed to be a multi-tier health facility that provided care from a less intensity use, and as you decrease the mobility, you move towards the front to the medium use, and then at the end, ended up at the front along Harrison Bridge Road. Due to the design of the site, they weren't able to construct that, so they only constructed the assisted living. Fast forward to 2017, the owners purchased the property to your right, which is the under-construction independent living. You know, two separate districts, two separate state of intents and concept plans. What they're asking for a major change is to combine those as a group development. They are turning to the phase of completion for the right phase, and they're looking to design signage that will be for a group development sign instead of having two signs. By allowing it to be a group development, they can't have a sign which should be off-site, which should be in front. This would be the image of the proposed sign, and that right there indicates where the current sign is for the assisted living. It'll be combining both uses for that one location.
Motion is in order. Councilmember Keller?
I make a motion to approve SP 2021-12, Fairview Park ID, major change.
Second.
A motion from Councilmember Kelly with a second from Councilmember Houlihan to approve SP 2021-12, Fairview Park Innovative Development, major change. Discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item, 7C, capital purchase of fire engine. City Administrator Diana Gracely, please summarize.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and Council. As you recall, during our committee of the whole discussion at the end of October, Chief Williams and I are proposing that the city purchase a new fire engine to replace a 2005 fire engine that has logged 118,000 miles and over 80,000 hours. The county has about $150,000 remaining in the bond issue that the county authorized for the construction and equipping of Station 6. And so while the bond proceeds are still available and before a next price increase to buy a new fire engine, we thought it prudent that we go ahead and purchase that now and use money from the capital reserve account to do so. Nothing has changed since committee of the whole.
Thank you. Motion is in order. Councilmember Cummings?
I make a motion to approve the capital purchase of the fire engine.
I have a motion from Councilmember Cummings with a second from Councilmember Roche. Discussion? Administrator Gracely, what happens to the current fire engine that's being replaced? Is there one being replaced?
Yes, it would be replacing the 2005 engine, and that engine would go into reserve and would serve as a reserve engine as long as it's functional. And then, of course, as newer models get replaced in the future, then that will be phased out eventually. But it would go in as a reserve unit. And Chief Williams is here if you have specific questions about how he moves those into rotation. I'm sure he'd be happy to answer those.
Councilmember Roche?
You said 118,000 miles. What is the average that we get out of one?
It really has more to do with the hours on the engine than the miles. Because you don't typically drive miles on a fire engine like you would a regular motor vehicle. So 80,000 hours on an engine that is used for daily use is probably end of life as far as being in daily rotation at one of our stations. So it's still functional, and like I said, would go in as a reserve unit, but it's essentially reached its end of life as a regular daily engine that we would use to respond to calls.
Chief, would you mind coming up to the podium for a moment? While you're on your way, let me ask this question. What's the cycle of equipment that we have going through the fire department? How often do we expect to have to do this?
Fire engines usually last about 15 years. Aerial trucks, we try to get somewhere between 18 and 20 out of. Currently, we have a 2001 Sutton that is in reserve that will be surplus and go out. The 2005 Pierce that's currently on the front line will then go into reserve at this place, and then the new truck goes on the front line.
So the truck that's coming out of service, do we sell that, or?
We have the option of settlement. What we did with the last truck, we donated it to a needed fire department in Greenville County, and that could be an option too, to keep it here local.
Okay.
So that's typically up to the administrator how she wants to surplus the vehicle. But if there is a need in the county, we will try to give it to a less fortunate department.
Okay. Any further discussion? Okay, all those in favor of the motion to approve the capital purchase of a fire engine signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Chief. Next item, 7D, appointment of municipal court judges. Administrator Gracely.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Our Chief Municipal Judge, Rick Moore, who you all know, and Rick has been our Chief Judge for many, many years now. He and Judge Clark and I have been talking about the need to have more flexibility in the courts so that in the event that, say, Judge Clark is out of town and Judge Moore falls ill or something were to happen, that we would have other judges in rotation who could assist in presiding over municipal court. Additionally, we needed another on-call judge. Judge Clark has been assuming those responsibilities along with Judge Strong. Judge Strong lives in the city, so she's very close. Judge Clark, however, lives in Clinton, so it's a long drive for her on the weekends to come back for on-call. So we posted the job openings. We actually posted as two separate job openings, one to be a presiding judge on the bench and the other for on-call. We interviewed candidates, and what we found during that interview is that we had two very qualified candidates, both of whom were capable of presiding on the bench, and one of whom who is currently doing on-call duties for the town of Central for their court, but lives here in Simpsonville, and he would be willing to do on-call for us as well. So what we are presenting to you is a request to appoint two new judges. One is Jonathan Smith. Jonathan has been working on call with the Central Municipal Court since August of 2020. He's a graduate of Lander University and he does live here locally. The other is Judge Rebecca Hand, who was formerly a magistrate judge until her appointment ended through a political change, an election, and has been the chief judge in Travelers Rest since 2018, and I think since right around the beginning of COVID, started working on the bench in Fountain Inn as well. And so the proposal would be to appoint both of those judges, and we would put them in rotation. We're changing the way we do the court schedule. We were previously having court 3 weeks out of the month. Now we're proposing to do court 2 weeks out of the month. The first and third week, we would have court on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Judge Moore wants to stay on the bench for one of those, and so we would rotate the judges, the two new appointees, for the other court dates. And then eventually Judge Moore wants to step back and take a little less active role on the bench because he is looking at retirement. So for now, he would still keep the two court dates per month. He would handle criminal domestic violence cases. He would do jury trials and preliminary hearings as well. So these two judges would split the remaining time on the bench, and then they would also, Judge Smith would then handle on-call and rotation with Judge Strong.
Thank you. Just to be clear before we have a motion, this is the to appoint both of these candidates.
That is correct. So it would be an appointment of both, and court administration requires that those appointments extend for a two-year term. This would be effective January of 22 through December 31st of 23.
Councilmember Hutchings?
Mayor and Council, I'll make a motion to approve the appointment of both municipal court judges as presented.
I have a motion from Councilmember Hutchings with a second from Councilmember Cummings. Discussion? Councilmember Houlihan?
I just wanted to say thank you for presenting us with two such highly qualified candidates. I was very impressed with the resumes of both Rebecca Hand and Jonathan Smith, and I think that they both look like they're a very good fit for Simpsonville. And the other thing that I appreciate about this is something I talk about quite a lot, which is long-term planning, and having both of them appointed as opposed to only having one new judge appointed gives us that flexibility to move people around, but also does prepare us for the future. God bless Rick Moore for the work that he has done. We have been incredibly fortunate to have him as our chief judge, and I hate to think about him leaving, but of course, wish him well when he does decide to make that change, but I think we have to be prepared for the fact that he probably wants to retire sometime in the future, and I think that this leaves us well positioned to fill his role as well at that time with two very highly qualified people getting adjusted to being on the bench here in Simpsonville. So thank you, and I would be in favor of both candidates.
Thank you. I also would like to point out that Jonathan Smith is in the audience tonight, and if you would like to see him. He is a Simpsonville resident.
Further discussion? On the motion to approve the appointment of municipal court judges as presented, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item 7E, appointment of accommodations tax advisory board. Administrator Gracely.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. We did have all of the terms ending on the state accommodations tax advisory board. As you are aware, this is the board that reviews all of the requests for accommodations tax funding annually. We receive those applications by the end of October. We put the packets together, and then we will have the advisory board meet in January to review the request. If they decide they want to interview the applicants, they can do that. And then they will have a presentation for council to consider. They'll have a list of their recommendations for funding. And that is their primary role on this board. We are mandated by the state to have certain trades represented because it's accommodations tax. We have to have two members of the lodging industry on the board, two members from hospitality, a member from an arts-related field, and then two at large. So this board represents a very balanced and compliant list as far as their qualifications to serve. You have seven applicants before you, and there are seven seats on the board to fill. I know that City Clerk Long has presented you with a ballot, so what we would ask you to do is complete your ballot and present those to the clerk and the city attorney to review.
Before we complete the ballots, Councilmember Hutchings.
What a privilege. I would like to recuse myself from the voting due to the fact that one of these applicants is related to me, and I have turned in a form to that effect.
Everyone will stand by for a couple of minutes while the ballots are reviewed. Thank you. All right, that concludes all the business items on the agenda. At this time, I rise to a point of personal privilege. Hold in my hands The results of an election that was conducted for our municipality a week ago today. And first, I want to congratulate Councilmembers Hutchings and Roche for your reelection. That is not a given. Just ask the candidate who was running for mayor of Papillette, who lost to a write-in candidate last Tuesday. I also want to congratulate our newest incoming councilman, Aaron Roop. Now that I've got those congratulations out of the way, my main point that I want to talk about is that in this election, we had 1,268 votes cast. That's against 18,000 registered voters in the city of Simpsonville. So just 7% of the registered voters decided which seven people out of this entire city will represent them in local government. I won't be the first person or the last person who laments this terrible turnout. We have seven openings for an ATAX committee and only seven people, and I think we probably had to beat the bushes to get those seven. I just really, I'm glad that you folks are here. I worry that my lament will fall on deaf ears, or likely will not fall on ears at all. So I just want to thank everybody who did vote, and please encourage everyone else to go out and exercise your civic duty. With that being said, if there are no objections, the City Council will stand adjourned.